Jonathan.
So I decided to come back because when the school ended, you know, I was involved in multiple other trainings. Hmm. They all ended at the same time, all 3-year trainings, so they all ended at the same time. And so I just was off floating without anything to really attach to. And I felt like over that course of that time, I kind of started slipping back. And I wanted to come back and try to reinforce that practice in my life. And over the course of the past year, and especially with this past summer, I decided that what I really want to try to work on, which is what we discussed yesterday, is I want to, everything you've been talking about in terms of letting go, just being zen about my life, and stop trying to fight to engineer everything and how everything is supposed to happen and turn out. And I would like to let go of that because I'm tired of fucking all the time.
Yeah. So when you were slipping back, what patterns were you starting to see that you were like, there's that old pattern? What was happening?
It was more like going back into depression and things like that, and not feeling excitement about day-to-day life anymore.
Yeah.
So that, it was kind of like that. That was anger and things like that coming back.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. And so, in class, loneliness is something we all have to deal with, because, you know, we can be this close, and energetically, the distance between galaxies is the distance between you and the person that you're literally touching. I mean, that's how far we are away from other people. You're never not alone. You know, you're encased in this universe called your energy field, and we sort of allow the light from other galaxies to come through us, and it gives us information, and it stimulates what's inside our galaxy. You know, but there's always this sense of, to term like a 1960s term, an existential aloneness. You know, there's just this piece of us that's never going to, no matter how great we create the relationships, we can't become them without really just letting go of all of our form, which is what we ultimately do in the heart and in the soul. We can access that for moments, but it doesn't last that long because we're back in our form, and our form has needs and all. And so that, when I have seen you I don't even want to use the word achieve because it's too much of an achiever. when I've seen you experience that, were times in class where you were just being silly and fun and funny, and it was just like you were just Jonathan. You were just loving doing nothing but just find another way to fool around, you know, and be a child. And I think somehow with your super rule keeper enforcer mom, you know, you learned, which we all do from our rule keeper enforcer moms, that you had to be like grown up. You had to be an adult. You had to be something important. And it's so lonely being that. It's so empty. Even if you could get everybody to buy your story, you know, it's like, it's still, you always know that there's nothing there. And yet, when you were joking around, playing, you know, doing, you know, bringing your pastries, you know, doing that sort of stuff. We have another pastry chef in the first year. And
I would do the taste test.
I would listen, you know.
Can we have a competition? Just, are we good?
He actually brought a bunch of stuff, I think, for. But he was like, I had no idea how many people there were going to be. I'm like, dude, just. And of course, Joy and Marcia were like, just us. Don't worry about anybody else. Just us. So, but there's like that. That's your struggle. It's really going to be, at some point, you got to take your mom out of your seventh chakra, because there's just too much of a. I have to become something so I can be accepted, and you could see how when you were that guy. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves to be around that guy. And nobody knows what to do with the other guy. Because it's just so incongruous with who you are. You know, you're just a kid. You're never going to be an adult. You're always just a fun, playful kid. And you need to find a job that supports that. You need to find relationships that support that. You need to, you know, like you're doing. Like you said, I'm always doing three other programs. Do as many programs as you want. I mean, you're just a forever sort of student and... And, you know, that sort of like the knowledgeable achiever in you is really more of a thinker knowledgeable achiever, right? It's just sort of like you want to just, you know, the scientific sort of mad scientist mind in there.
I'm
all
changing
that stuff.
It from to be a CLCI instead of CLKA.
CI has a strong KA. I mean, it's, you know, it's like my KA and my CI and KA are, you know, they come together. Mm-hmm. But it's really CI, you know, it's really a strong CI. But yeah, and I think that's it. It's like really just, so it's easy. You know, so each one of you, so if you think about it, you know, the permission to be, to just be overwhelmed by life and your softness and your, you know, your permission to just be like, you know, fuck it. I mean, it's just like, that's it. It's just like, I'm so good with everything that's happening here. I could walk away from it. I could mess with you, and sometimes you're gonna like grab them around the neck and go, "What?" You know, and it's totally fine to do that, as long as it's coming from this place that it's not a reaction. It's just a this needs to happen now. This is what needs to happen, you know. And the permission to be just present with everyone and loving and passionate and, you know, owning this sort of like desire to connect. You know, and just permission to be. What if you never had to grow up, Jonathan? I mean, you actually were born into a life where you don't have to grow up, right? I mean, you don't really have to. There's like a piece of you that has this belief that I need to now make my own way and do my own thing. But what if your family were wrong? What if they were doing it all wrong and you were actually the one that's like. You know, we have all these resources and we have all this wonderful, you know, access to things. Why not just enjoy it?
My family doesn't do that.
They don't write.
Wait, yeah. Do you see this picture?
Yeah, you can lead the way.
But you know, my grandfather doesn't do it, my mother doesn't do it. Oh. They hoard, they're like a dragon, they hoard and they sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, and that's, and somehow that kind of, you know, you got that piece. So, let me see.
I love it.
that's it right there.
Yes.
That's what we're after.
Yeah.
You know,
picture that. Mm-hmm.
So perfect. So
put
perfect.
It on the altar.
And that's, you know, and that's your secret place right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it happens when you're doing that. And it's and you know, you just have to, like, you know you can do a little rulekeeper checklist. What things in your life make you feel like that? What things don't? And everything that doesn't make you feel like that just goes, because you have no reason not to, you know. And you're, you know, I still think that, you know, that a bakery for you is just like that's. It's like you'd be so happy, and everybody would love you. People love the baker, you know, and you wouldn't be lonely at all. People would be lining up out the door. All right, that's awesome. That was good. That's good.